You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Good afternoon to each and every one of you. We do a free ticket Friday Brewers ticket giveaway. We are giving away tickets to the May 16th game versus Minnesota. You need the app for Civic Media. You're going to text the word I'm about to give you, and that will enter you to win. You will get a confirmatory text message. Yep, we received it. And if you are the winner for this show block, you will be contacted on Monday. The word to win this afternoon, again, you got to do this via the Civic Media app, got to do it via the app, do not text in on the text line, is ball, B-A-L-L, as in baseball. Now, with that bit of work done, we need to return to the breaking news of the afternoon. Want to begin with the arrest of New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka. He was arrested at a protest outside of an ICE detention facility in Newark. I do not believe he has been released from custody yet. Let's be clear here. He was exercising his First Amendment right to protest Donald Trump's continued unconstitutional deprivation of due process from folks that are here, migrants who are non-citizens. There has been a Supreme Court ruling, a 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, saying you must provide due process to every person in these United States if you wish to detain them or deport them. And in that same ruling, the Supreme Court saying that that redress, that hearing, the manner by which an individual may challenge their detention or deportation is via habeas corpus. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. In other shocking news this afternoon, not one but two federal judges using extraordinary language to rebuke the Trump administration. A judge in Maryland saying and holding that Donald Trump's pardon of a J6 and insurrectionist did not extend to an unrelated conviction for possessing illegal firearms. Referring to the Department of Justice's position in that case, the judge said the Trump administration is acting in bad faith. Quote, the court is unable to conclude that the government is not acting in bad faith. In addition, a federal judge on Friday ordered the immediate release of a Turkish Tufts University PhD student whose arrest and detention by ICE agents, masked, unidentified ICE agents, drew national outrage. Today, U.S. District Judge William Sessions saying there is no evidence here to support her detention absent consideration of the op-ed. Her continued detention cannot stand. The Trump administration's targeting of students could chill the speech, according to Judge Sessions, of millions and millions of people. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's running of the Department of Defense, so chaotic, so incompetent by any measure that the White House is blocking his selection of a chief of staff. The White House will instead pick the chief of staff. Also reporting that FBI Director Kash Patel now only receiving two intelligence briefings a week because he was late and barely paid attention when he got five a week. Instead, he's been spotted flying around on FBI jets, at UFC fights, hockey games, and basically doing everything but his damn job. There's also this news. The Department of Agriculture, according to National Public Radio, NPR, is now demanding that states hand over the personal identifying information of all SNAP recipients, including Social Security number, addresses, citizenship status. This affects 40 million people in these United States. The emails obtained by NPR also show that this nationwide directive follows a request by federal auditors for other data across other U.S. agencies. One privacy advocate calling these moves absolutely alarming and, quote, reckless. I don't know about you, but I don't think I want the billionaire overlord with all of our personal identifying information. I don't trust it. But perhaps in the most shocking news of the afternoon, White House Deputy Chief of Staff and Domestic Policy Advisor, also candidate apparently under consideration to be the National Security Advisor, potentially Stephen Miller, says this, that the White House is looking into suspending habeas corpus. Habeas corpus is the Latin term of art that allows an individual who is being held by a government to challenge their detention. It is the legal procedural flip side of the coin, twin of due process. Remember again, the Supreme Court 9-0 saying detainees and others must use habeas corpus, but that they also must be given due process. So the Trump administration's response to that has been to ignore the ruling and now to apparently be considering suspending habeas corpus. This has happened only 5 times in our country's history. During the Civil War, and also at 2 points in time in the Philippines and Hawaii when neither were states, those uses of that highly, highly debated. It was also used once during Reconstruction in 9 counties in, I believe, South Carolina because the Ku Klux Klan was so violent back then. Be afraid, be very afraid. This is shocking. Absolutely shocking developments. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I want to share some of the texts coming in. Michelle from Stoughton, a new texter. They will suspend habeas corpus with no repercussions unless we get out in the millions in the streets to protest and start occupations of government buildings. Nothing has stopped them so far. If you want to share your thoughts, 855-752-4842, that's 855-75-CIVIC. Another texter saying this, how is WISN and WTMJ spinning this horse sugar? I'm 66, and people around me are way too comfortable to raise the hell that is needed in this moment. I guess that's the strategy, only hurt those with less. After they are gone, then dig in for the next group. I wish Animal Farm was required reading. What is happening now would look familiar. Another texter, Lauren from Eau Claire, saying this. Maggie asked us what we would say about their wish to suspend habeas corpus, and I have zero radio-appropriate responses. I can say it's far past time for every non-millionaire in this country, as well as every millionaire and billionaire, to come together and say no to oligarchy and authoritarianism. Thank you, one and all. If you would like to get your thoughts shared, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. These are shocking, shocking times. Let's go to the phones. We've got Richard from Waukesha. Richard, thank you for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Well, ironically, in the last day or two, I saw a story station on history of Mexico and Texas. And it goes through all the years of things. And what I didn't know was that in 1968, Mexico took England and America's oil wells and made them government owned, which made them very mad. And to get it long story short, by the end of the program, they explained with an economist that all through history, and I don't know for a fact about that, but that's what they said, that no nation can exist strictly on oil. You have to have a balanced economy.
Thanks, Richard. We are in a perilous position, whether you're looking at Donald Trump turning his back on our European allies, turning his back on the Western alliance, turning his back on NATO, the strongest military alliance this world has ever seen. The strange twist, the irony of that happening as we observed VE Day, which Donald Trump wants to rename because that's really important. While Donald Trump takes all of the power of Congress and hoards it for himself, and the GOP remains mute and on bended knee as he trashes what was the world's strongest economy, not an economy that worked well for the middle class. Indeed, it worked not well for the middle class. Indeed, it exploited the middle class, but an economy that was growing nonetheless. We don't have that now. And who's going to pay the price for all of this? Of course, the middle class and the working poor in this country. Trey from Sun Prairie saying this, Stephen Miller is a Nazi, clear as day. Trey then quotes Orwell, if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. John Murray out of Madison, when does Congress finally snap out of its coma to at least protect themselves and their families? I don't know, John. Perhaps, John says, it's now going to turn some regular folks into protesting vigilantes. We want to save this country. We all need to save this country. Is this our desperation moment? We now have the audio of Stephen Miller saying this. Let's take a listen.
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article III courts, that's the judicial branch, of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article III courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch.
My Lord, I will break down all of the many elements of complete and utter total BS in what Stephen Miller just said when we come back on the other side. It is a dark day. We're discussing potential suspension of habeas corpus. Stephen Miller fully embracing the option. This is what authoritarianism is. This is how authoritarians act. We'll continue with your calls and texts, 855-752-4842, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots of breaking news this afternoon. Perhaps the most disturbing bit of that news coming out of the mouth of Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff at the White House. He is largely responsible for domestic policy. Here's what Stephen Miller had to say. Let's reset that. I want people to hear it from the beginning.
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration and Nationality Act, which stripped Article 3 courts, that's the judicial branch, of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article 3 courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch, the courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well, too. So all of that will inform the choices the president ultimately makes, yeah.
To pretty much take it all.
Wow. I want to take a couple of texts that I'm going to systematically dissect and debunk all of that bat guano that was just spewed by Stephen Miller. From the WMDX text line, they will suspend habeas corpus with no repercussions unless we get out in the millions. That's Michelle from Stoughton. Another one of our listeners sharing that the Washington Post is also separately reporting that there are internal intelligence cables indicating that U.S. government officials are pressing countries facing the terror of Donald Trump's oppressive tariff taxes to clear the way for Musk's Starlink, meaning they will adopt the use of Starlink as a government, and then maybe, perhaps, you know, the tariffs won't be so bad. Folks, that's corruption out loud and proud every day. Dean from Eau Claire saying this: we need mass movement. We need information in people's hands, in paper, a real disruption in people's daily lives to make people wake up, read, and use their mind. The worst assault on the Constitution I can think of. This is authoritarianism. Lauren from Eau Claire: I appreciate how intense the program is right now. I'm over anyone talking about how the courts, the law, and the Constitution can save us. Even if they're right and I'm overreacting, it's privileged and naive not to prepare for the worst. Another listener asking me, Maggie, months ago I asked you if we should arm ourselves. And I responded, no. And I truly believe that the vast majority of us do not need to arm ourselves, but there are certain members of our community that are deeply, deeply at risk and in harm's way. And so legally within your rights, you, like any other person, has a right to exercise your Second Amendment rights. And it breaks my heart to say those things to you. Roger from Stevens Point says this: here we are at day 110. I'm aggravated and it's getting worse. I'm angry from the loss of civil rights because in the end, your race will not matter. I'm sick of his treatment of our veterans, present and past. Do the Republicans have any conscience left? How can they enjoy being intimidated and having their ears twisted by Trump? How can they sleep at night? It's a heavy afternoon. I'm sorry for losing my composure here on the air with all of you, but I think emotionality, I think outrage is appropriate. I'm going to gather myself. I want to take on the first two things that came out of Stephen Miller's mouth, the privilege of habeas corpus. No, sir. Habeas corpus is the right of every person in a democracy to say to their government, you cannot hold my person without cause, without hearing, for an indeterminate amount of time. Habeas corpus and the due process that it demands is the hallmark of every democracy. Isn't it? It is not a privilege. It is the foundation of all human dignity. And I suggest to you, how dare you, Stephen Miller, from your lofty perch with the protection of billionaires. We're going to continue this important discussion right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Maggie Dawn. Please stay with us. It's a dark day, but we'll get through this together. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm both an economist and a lawyer. And a lawyer that has spent over the last decade of my life in public service. I am a lawyer that served a twice Reagan-appointed federal appeals court judge, whom not once ever asked me who I voted for, what my politics was, who not once while I worked for him ever asked me to do anything that was violation of my basic values or the Constitution. And I've been sharing with all of you this afternoon the news of the day, which as a lawyer, as a public servant, a former public servant, is so fundamentally deeply disturbing that it has moved me to tears on air. So I appreciate your patience with me this afternoon. 855-752-4842. I think we've got our phone lines sorted out a bit. 855-75-CIVIC. If you try to get through and you can't, please do use the text line and I will try to get to your text messages. If you're just joining us, let me bring you up to speed. Today has been a day of simply shocking news from the Trump administration. I'll begin with the fact that Newark, New Jersey Mayor Roz Baraka was arrested by federal law enforcement while he was protesting, which last I checked is him using his First Amendment right to free speech, while he was protesting outside of an ICE detention facility in Newark. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Newark is none other than Alina Haba, a woman who didn't know that you have to stand when a judge walks into a courtroom. But, you know, she was Donald Trump's criminal defense attorney and looks good on TV, so I'm sure she'll make a fine U.S. attorney and stand by her oath to follow the Constitution. Perhaps not. Today, also, Donald Trump welcoming and inviting refugees, so-called refugees, who are Afrikaners from South Africa. He, in the hours after he was sworn in, stopped all refugee resettlement, even those who went through years-long vetting processes. Those people remain in sometimes barely barely sustainable circumstances. But the white folks from South Africa, the Afrikaners, who, by the way, perpetuated the apartheid system, yet those folks, they can come here as refugees. In addition, today, two federal courts lambasting the Trump administration, a judge in Maryland flat out calling the Donald Trump Department of Justice a bad faith actor, and a federal judge in a separate matter ordering the immediate release of a Tufts University PhD student whose video recorded detention by masked federal agents drew nationwide outrage. District Judge William Sessions III ruling that she has been unlawfully detained, that she was unlawfully detained because she exercised her right to free speech, saying this, quote, her continued detention cannot stand, and that the Trump's administration targeting of the student could chill the speech of millions and millions. And if all this was not enough, in what I think is the most shocking news of the afternoon, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Domestic Policy Advisor Stephen Miller said this afternoon to reporters.
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article III courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article III courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch. The courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well, too. So all of that will inform the choices the president ultimately makes. Yeah.
So first of all, some of these radical rogue judges, one of them includes, Justice Brett Kavanaugh's law school roommate. Some of these radical rogue judges are some of the most conservative judges our country has ever seen. True blue Republicans. But unlike the lackeys, the billionaire cabinet that Donald Trump has appointed, these Article III judges take their constitutional oath seriously. Now, let me address briefly the idea of jurisdiction stripping legislation. That, of course, exists. So, yes, the federal courts, they do not oversee individual case adjudications of most immigration matters. But Congress, because it placed immigration case proceedings within the executive branch, not the Article III judicial branch, Congress can't wave a magic wand and say, these people don't have due process rights, because that's written in the Constitution. And so where either Congress or the president, through jurisdiction stripping legislation, that the president then misconstrues to violate the most fundamental rights a human being has in a democracy. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Miller's just spouting out pretty fancy words, dazzling you. But it's all garbage, utter and complete garbage. Our freedoms, at times in our nation's history, we must fight for them. I believe we are in such a moment. How you fight, where you fight, that's an individual choice. But your voice in these moments matters most of all. It is the vox populi from which all government actors derive their power. If we say no to them, they cannot do this. As it was the anniversary of VE Day yesterday, I wanted to read something that the author of The Little Prince wrote. I was reminded of it by Steve Schmidt, his Substack called The Warning. Now, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, you may not know, but he flew numerous reconnaissance flights in World War II. His plane ultimately disappeared. They're not sure exactly what happened to him, but he wrote a letter to Americans about their service in World War II. And it seems appropriate to me today to share it again with all of you. So here it is. Friends in America, I would like to do you complete justice. Perhaps someday more or less serious disputes will arise between us. Every nation is selfish. Every nation considers its selfishness sacred. Perhaps your feeling of power may someday lead you to seize advantages for yourselves that we consider unjust to us. Perhaps sometime in the future, more or less violent disputes may occur between us. If it is true that wars are won by believers, it is also true that peace treaties are sometimes signed by businessmen. If therefore at some future date I were to inwardly reproach those American businessmen, I could never forget the high-minded war aims of your country in this fight. I shall always bear witness in the same way to your fundamental qualities as Americans. American mothers did not give their sons for the pursuit of material aims, nor did these boys accept the idea of risking their lives for such material aims. I know, and I will later tell my countrymen, that it was a spiritual crusade that led you into the war. I have two specific proofs, among others. Here is the first. During this crossing in convoy, mingling as I did with your soldiers, I was inevitably a witness to the war propaganda they were fed. Any propaganda, by definition, is amoral, and in order to achieve its aim, it makes use of any sentiment, whether noble, vulgar, or base. If the American soldiers had been sent to war merely in order to protect American interests, their propaganda would have insisted heavily on your oil wells, your rubber plantations, your threatened commercial markets. But such subjects were hardly mentioned. If war propaganda stressed other things, it was because your soldiers wanted to hear about other things. And what were they told to justify the sacrifice of their lives in their own eyes? They were told of the hostages hanged in Poland and the hostages shot in France. They were told of a new form of slavery that threatened to stifle part of humanity. Propaganda spoke to them not about themselves, but about others. They were made to feel solidarity with all humanity. The 50,000 soldiers of this convoy were going to war, not for the citizens of the United States, but for man, for human respect, for man's freedom and greatness. The nobility of your countrymen dictated the same nobility where propaganda was concerned. If someday your peace treaty technicians should, for material and political reasons, injure something of France, they would be betraying your true faith. For how could I forget this great cause for which the American people fought? We deserve better than this. We deserve better than to be motivated by our most base instincts. And how dare a government trade on our fears, our anxieties, our most rotten prejudices to enrich the already wealthy, to empower the already powerful, to spit in the face of human dignity. We deserve better than this. And it is increasingly clear that to get better than this, we, the people, must demand it. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I will give you hope when we return. Please stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for being with me this afternoon of horrifying news. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, arrested, protesting, exercising his First Amendment right. Members of Congress at that same protest being manhandled by ICE agents. A federal judge declaring today that the Trump Department of Justice acts in bad faith. Another federal judge declaring today that the actions of the Trump administration affect a chilling on the free speech of millions. Not today, though, not on this program. And perhaps most chilling of all, Deputy Chief of Staff for the White House, Domestic Policy Advisor Stephen Miller, telling reporters that habeas corpus and its attendant due process requirements are a privilege. They are not a privilege. They are a right afforded Americans and non-citizens alike in this country. So says the Supreme Court of these United States, 9-0. Here is the hope that I want to give each and every one of you. The truth, plainly spoken, is its own persuasion. It is incumbent upon you to tell the truth. To tell the truth as you see it, plainly, repeatedly, to take to whatever forum you are able to participate in, be that on the streets or online, and speak the truth. Again, and again, and again. This isn't government by, of, and for the people. This is fascism. This is racism. This is misogyny, homophobia, xenophobia. This is kleptocracy. This is open, out loud, and proud corruption at the highest and most acute levels ever seen in this country and perhaps in all of human history, and we deserve better. This week, a conclave of the greatest number of cardinals ever assembled selected a new pope, an American pope, for the first time in the church's history. And make no mistake, their selection of this pope in this moment is pivotal. It is historic, not just because it is the first, but because it is a response from the most visible leader of all Christians, the conclave of cardinals, the leaders of the Catholic Church. They chose a pope dedicated to the service of others, and a pope who, in his last tweets, told Donald Trump and J.D. Vance that they are wrong, that being a Christian, it is not acceptable to look only and love only those closest to you. A pope who speaks the truth plainly, because it is its own persuasion. Now, I won't be surprised if this pope doesn't move far from some of those traditional Catholic teachings, but his importance in this moment to stand against Donald Trump, to stand against racial hatred, against hatred of the foreigner, is important, and it will send a message. Our world faces some of the most acute humanitarian, social, and economic challenges, perhaps the greatest of all time. And let us hope that he is a pope for this time. So take heart. We can do this. You can speak the truth. Now, in these moments where we feel so at risk, please know that there are others at greater risk. Look out for one another. I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend, and I'm going to share it with you because we have to prepare, we have to fortify so that we may fight and fight on. So I'm going to be with my family and with friends that I love, and we will be talking about this. We will be talking about the corrupt authoritarian-in-chief and his billionaire overlord buddies, about the extortion of our allies, about the turning away from the Western alliance, and yes, the abandonment of the most fundamental principle of due process here in the United States. May Donald Trump and Stephen Miller come to rue this day when such a concept was entertained. So my hope for you is that take strength from one another, take strength from your family, be together with people that you love in whatever way that you can. And from being together, draw strength, because the fight is here. It is not tomorrow, it is today. And to those of you listening who may have voted for Donald Trump, Republicans and conservatives, this is your moment too. America needs you. America needs you to stand up in good faith for what I believe you know to be right. This is our job as Americans. The fight is here and it continues. I'll be here on Monday with each and every one of you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.